Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody doing? The year is flying by. Before we know it, it'll be Christmas. I always like that time of year for hibernation purposes. It's been a wonderful summer, and welcome. So lots going on. Oh my goodness, I want to share with you today. The title of this episode is The Universe is Unlimited, and So Am I. Meaning me, but also you, and it's extremely exciting. We have been going through a lot of changes, eclipses, all the stuff. So I've been talking about for the last few months, probably the last year or two, that my husband and I had a big bank deal coming up, a big, huge balloon payment there that we would talk about and discuss, and couldn't come up with a way to manifest. Well, wait, let me say it right. We've been manifesting a particular outcome that has to do with the payment of this balloon plus the business that we have. And neither one of us could come up with a way that it could possibly work out. And that's the interesting thing. When we see it, and my husband is very, very, very anal retentive, and I love him for that, which means, he's a very detailed person. A lot that goes on the mental plane. Me, not so much. And so it's hard for someone like that not to have the hamster spinning in the wheel. And you all know what I mean. Overthinking. Overthinking how to do it. Overthinking how to fix it. Overthinking how to make it work. Overthinking. And our discussions, as I discuss with you, the same with my discussions with him, are that we need to focus on what it is we want. That's all. Not how it comes about, not how it's going to work, and not worry about what could happen. That's ego. And this is the battle that my husband has been in, especially this year regarding this. And I will say in kind of a victorious way, I have a little more control over my ego than he does. I've been at this a lot longer. And so when the ego pops up, I'm very conscious of it, and I don't necessarily drag myself through the mud. Best way I can describe it, drag myself through the mud to, you know, whining and moaning and groaning and complaining as the ego, you know, pops up. But he still has that, which many of you have. And it is a battle. I wrote it in my blog. It's like slogging through mud. You know one thing, you know, that the universe is very friendly. You've done your study of spiritual stuff, and then as soon as something happens, or as soon as something starts coming together, you start to worry about it. Or if something shows up that you hadn't anticipated, boom, you know, there's the old ego popping up. Oh, my God, this is bad. This is so awful. Oh, and I also wrote in my blog, as I have told you before, and by the way, my blog came out yesterday. If you don't get my newsletter, then I encourage you to read it on my website. And energy is just energy. Things happen and it's just energy. It is the ego that judges the energy as good or bad, and that's what sends us into a flippin' panic when something happens that we don't plan on. We like things all nice and neat and laid out and set out in front of us. And, you know, why do you think people call psychics? Why do you call a psychic? Because you want to know that everything is okay. You want to know that this is the person that you're dating is going to be the one. You want to know that you're going to get the job. You want to know that everything's going to be okay. When people call me for mediumship, it's like, oh, I just want to know they're okay on the other side. It's like, of course they are. Of course everything's going to be okay. You just want to be told that because you don't have enough. It is your ego that pops up and you don't have, basically, bottom line, you don't have enough faith. Boom, there you go. You don't have enough faith. You don't have enough practice at overriding the ego to understand that, of course, it's going to be okay. Focus on what it is that you want. That is not an insult to you. That is a fact. Because when something happens and you have enough faith, you go, oh, isn't this interesting? Can't wait to see how this works out. Yeah, sometimes the ego will throw a brick in there, and then you have to catch yourself and go, okay, I'm not going this route. So I told my husband I was going to call the bank, because neither him nor his partner had done that. And it's like, I have the time. Because whatever happens with this, you know when you're calling banks, you're going to be on hold forever. And I said, okay, I'll do it. Let me do it, please. I felt very positive about it. So Tuesday morning, when I got up, boom, out pops the ego with fear. Oh, my God, what's going to happen when I call the bank? Interesting, isn't it? I caught it. Of course, that's what you do. Oh, this is a negative thought. Duh. Right? And I don't want to go negative. And immediately I thought, oh my gosh, fear. Fear. False. Listen to what fear means. False, F. False evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. And it only appears real if you look through the physical eyes. It only appears real if you're looking at your world through physical eyes. I don't look at my world through physical eyes, which is where I'd like you to go. I'd like you all to go and look at your world through spiritual eyes. Right? This is what we want to do, based on a benevolent universe. So, of course, I told my husband, okay, Tuesday morning, first thing, I'll give him a call. And then he went into his tirade, you know, don't do it this way, do it this way, call this instead of this, because I had told him I'm going to do this, this, and this, and then he didn't, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know how that goes. I said, I got this. I have got this. and thinking to myself, the angels and I have got this. This is an opportunity now. It's finally here. The balloon has been, you know, hanging over our heads for 5 years. The universe is very, 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 very loving. I'm in the middle of this now. I'm not going to give details of what's going on, but I am impressed with the way the universe works. Because, like I said, there were other things connected to this that we wanted to manifest, that we could not figure out how it could possibly work. And now we're in the middle of it. Listen to me carefully. We're in the middle of it. And we were talking the other night, and it's like, this could really come together and end up being the way we want. Of course. Hello, of course. That's how it works. Without a lot of effort on our part, just following through, you know, doing the legwork, talking to people, and all of a sudden it's like pieces are falling into place. And I look at my husband, it's like he said to me, I am so glad I didn't waste that year worrying about it. Of course, your worry is useless. Your fear is not, there's no reason for it. It is the most phenomenal thing when it like smacks you right between the eyes and you realize it's like, wow, this stuff really works. It really works. The universe is unlimited, and so am I. Let that be your mantra. There is nothing holding you back but your belief system. So as this thing has been just hanging over our heads, and now it looks, and it's not, I mean, it's far from done. There's still things, you know, that need to happen, and still a few detours that could show up. But shall I worry about it? Shall I wring my hands and say, oh, my God, what if it doesn't work out as we are, you know, moving forward and synchronicity is being created behind the scenes? Kind of reminds me of the story of Moses. And it is a story, but getting the Israelites out of Egypt, and they wandered the desert for 40 years, a whole generation. And every day, manna from heaven came down, so they were fed. Every day, they had what they needed. And the day, you know, and one day they're fed, and then they. That by the evening they start worrying, well, what about tomorrow? What about the next day? Will the manna continue to come? Will things be taken care of? And that's what the story is about. Where is your faith? Remember, there's no bad energy unless you choose to call it bad. And, of course, your belief and your fear adds more to that, what you would call negative or bad energy. There's nobody that has any power over you. There's no one that can take away your good, unless you believe there is. So what are you believing? You think you're helpless? This is a corporation. This is a bank. They're big. As a matter of fact, it's not our local bank anymore that I'm dealing with. Remember when we used to have local banks? But it still comes down to, where is your faith? Are you going to believe, trust, detach, as the first three keys of the eight keys says? Or are you going to whine, moan, groan, and complain? Oh, my, wring your hands like the Israelites did. Oh, my God, will I have manna from heaven tomorrow? oh my God, why are we here complaining and whining and moaning and groaning? What does it take? What does it take? Because you're creating. We have manifested in our thoughts and in our hearts what we want to see, what we want to experience. And I have never not had what I have manifested show up. It always shows up. Oftentimes not in the time frame I think, and definitely not in the way I think it should happen. So we may be at the beginning or the middle of this process, but you have to let it unfold. You have to we've spent all these years letting go of control of this, not being able to figure out the how, when, where, why, whatever. And now that we're here, we're certainly not going to pick up that ball and start wringing our hands and worrying. That would be stupid. Not just foolish, but stupid. Can you remember what you worried about a year ago? Oftentimes we can't. We waste our lives with the stress of trying to figure things out when we should let spirit do it. We should let the universe take care of it. It's a benevolent, loving universe. What are you going to do? Can you create the synchronicity? Can you put all the different pieces together? Can you work within the framework of overseeing every little detail that only, of course, Source can put together? This is why we are here. This is the reason we come to the planet, to take our superpower, which is detach, going with the flow. That's our superpower, believe, trust, attach. And let the universe create for us what we want and need and desire without whipping ourselves into a frenzy of fear. Now, granted, the society doesn't teach us any of this. It would be nice. But they don't want you empowered. They don't want you to get what you want. They want you whipped into a frenzy of fear and agony and anxiety and all that other stuff. And some of you do that really, really well. And I keep talking about it because it is the key to get to the higher frequency. Love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, perfect, divine self-expression. In order to get there, you're going to have to let go. You're going to have to detach. You're going to have to go with the flow. You're going to have to be in the moment and say, okay, maybe this isn't exactly what I had thought I would be doing now, but I accept it and I'm grateful. Thank you, 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 thank you. Why not? It's a lot more fun that way. And go out and have fun. It's supposed to be simple and easy. I will keep you informed because this is something I and those of us who are involved would prefer would happen quickly. But it's in the hands of the universe. And whatever formations need to take place, whatever synchronicity needs to happen, we're going to have to allow it to unfold. And there's no reason why it can't. It's all good. The business goes on as usual. And it's okay. What do you think? What do you have erupting in your life at this moment in time? Can you look at it and let it go and say, okay, angels, you take care of it? I mean, and really let it go. Yeah, you may have to battle your ego all day long and let it go, 100,000 times. And therein lies that lesson, to not allow the ego to take you to a place of doubt, of fear, of anxiety, where you can't sleep. Everything is unfolding as it should. And you can only receive what you are open to receive. So if you believe you can, then you can. And my blog has everything to do with this, by the way. I talk about myself, of course, because I want you to understand the journey that I have made. I think it makes it more palatable, more realistic, when you know the teacher has been in the dumpster, in the pit of despair. And I encourage you to read it, because we are all in the same boat. And you are listening to this radio show. There's only a few of you. I'm okay with that. You are listening to this radio show because you need to quit worrying. You need to believe, trust, attach. You need to grab a hold of your ego and say, no, not today, and understand fear is what? False evidence appearing real. And it's not the path you need to go. I like this. I think it's fun. When I got over the fear the other day, and I finally was able to call the bank, I had to go through different people, all very nice people wanting to help me. And I ended up with a person that I could talk to who was seemed real nice. And we came up with a thing to do, and that's what we're going to follow through on, and we'll see where it goes. The little bit of fear that I had before I called was so unwarranted. I was excited that finally we're going to reach the next step or the next phase in our life where we have the freedom to move forward, getting out of this debt and have the freedom to move forward. Don't we all just want that? Freedom. Your freedom comes when you understand you live in a benevolent universe. Your freedom can come when you understand that you are being watched over and protected, that nobody has any power over you. Nobody. Not a banker, not a corporation, nobody. Take a breath. Nothing happening today can mess up your life unless you allow it to do that. So I got this amazing affirmation from John Randolph Price for today. It's very, very positive. I felt really good just, typing away at it. You can go on my Facebook page, or you can go, if you're listening and you're live, you can go on into the chat room here and write it down. Or Facebook, just Linda West. Today's affirmation for empowerment is from John Randolph Price. He's one of my faves. I am the boundless wealth of the universe in expression of plenty. Whoa! Think about that and say the I am. I am the boundless wealth of the universe in expression of plenty. Whoa! It's a fact. I attract all good things to me in overflowing measure and continually experience the joy of abundant living. Boom! I am open to receive. Woohoo! I love that. I attract all good things to me in overflowing measure and continually experience the joy of abundant living. It is a fact. Let it be your truth. Little picture below, which is very pretty. I love this picture. I now manifest the life I have imagined. Come on, get in the role of this. Get in the swing. Get in the experience of it. Every time the fear pops up, just kick it to the curb. False evidence appearing real. It is an opportunity. Every time fear pops up, it is an opportunity for you to become empowered. That's it. It is an opportunity for you to bypass fear, ego, and say, I'm not going there. I'm not going there. And I felt, it was interesting because I felt so much emotion about this whole experience, and I haven't even finalized stuff yet. Just at the beginning of this now has been so positive. And I felt like I, you know, this release, these, like I almost wanted to cry, like there was this release. It's amazing what we hold on to in regards to this. I released the fear. I love it. I don't cry much anymore. It's very, very hard to cry. You know, picking out a birthday card for my beautiful daughter, that brought tears to my eyes, but I mean a good hard cry. There's nothing for me to cry about anymore. I remember days when I cried all day long. It's a phenomenon that I have experienced in my healing process, in my journey of my life. We cry as a release, we cry as a sadness, whatever the reasons are. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with crying. I'm all for it. When I see abused animals, when I watch a sad movie, you know, tears will come to my eyes. But from the inner pain, because that's where I came from, inner pain was where I was crying before. Not just, I mean, sobbing from my own inner pain, which I have been able to heal. And so can you. You are the most powerful being in the universe. Like I said, if you go to my website, and I would really encourage you to read my blog. Y'all know how I feel. Y'all know how I feel about writing it, but and I read it, and it's like, oh, my God, this is amazing. The universe, obviously, the angels take over. And it's a little bit of my story, and then it's a little bit of what's happening in the universe. But at the end of it, I put in a statement, an affirmation, a quote. There you go, a quote from Alan Cohen, who's also one of my faves, says, we are spiritual beings. Any other identity detracts from the majesty of our true essence. Anything else you claim to be you, I don't deserve, I'm stupid, I'm this, I'm not valuable, I don't, you know, whatever, is ridiculous. We are truly spiritual beings. Any other identity detracts from the majesty of our true essence. Let go of false beliefs about yourself that the true you may shine in all its splendor. You got this. The last paragraph, I say, when I knew I wasn't good enough, the energy provided me with not good enough. When I knew I wasn't good enough, the energy provided me with scenarios to prove I was right. And more things and people came into my life to prove I wasn't good enough. Are you experiencing that? Because that's all the universe can bring you. It's energy. It's energy, folks. When I became so filled with anxiety and fear, literally, the universe backed me into a corner. How many of you out there know how that feels? The universe does do that. I decided to change my thoughts and release the illusions of ego. Ask and you shall receive. Not an easy journey fighting each day with my ego, and it seemed to take forever. But I, Goddess Linda, won. Let go of false beliefs about yourself so that the true you may shine in all its splendor, and there, and from there you become unlimited. You become unlimited. How about that? We just got a couple callers today, and I'll take them first. Got one caller. We're gonna go ahead and do this. 443, you're on the air. 443. You're on the air. Hello there.
Well, I'm the lucky one, right?
Yes. You got my full attention.
This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
And,
where are you calling from?
From Maryland.
How are you, honey?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing very, very good. You know, there used to be a time when the seasons changed. Because I really love, I'm a spring and summer gal myself. There used to be a time where watching time pass and the seasons change would depress me. Now it's just, every day of my life is good. So I just, you know, move on with it. And it's actually quite lovely. I can't believe it's September already. So what's your question for the angels today, my dear?
Well, I'd like to know any information on my spiritual journey. There's an upcoming class, and I was wondering if I should take it.
What's the class?
Oh, it has to do with, like, quantum healing, quantum fields, and let me find the name of it.
That's always interesting information.
Mythology of shock.
Wow. Wow. Here's the thing. Haven't you found in your journey that all the books and all the classes pretty much say the same thing? That you are unlimited, tapping into energy, that you can use the energy the way you choose to see it. If you're going to go to a class, understand that it's a remembering process for you. You know, I don't feel like this one will hurt. I don't really think it's going to transform you in a huge way. But if it sounds like fun, you know, it doesn't hurt to do it. Some people, the angels want them to quit taking classes because they're a student forever. It keeps them as a student forever. Even on my own journey, it was about, 2000 when the angels said, don't read anybody else's book anymore. Because now it's time to get your own information, and now it's time for you to use what you know to create the life that you want, which you are completely and totally capable of doing. Your enlightenment process, you get a high five and an attagirl from the angels, is exponential.
Yeah, it's I've been great. Working very hard for 10 years.
Right. So, you know, go to class or don't go to class, but you got this.
Well, she learned.
You know,
she
if it sounds like fun, go
yeah.
ahead.
She teaches about the quantum field, and I'm very interested in that.
And it is, and basically change your thoughts and you change your life because everything is energy.
Mm-hmm.
I just saved you whatever money for that class. It is really simple.
change your life, change your thoughts.
Hmm. Change your thoughts and you change your life. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I have an affirmation. It's that I give people. Because everything that we do to create or manifest is dealing with quantum physics. It's energy, because everything is energy. And so when you decide that you've had enough of where you're at, or when you start to get discontent, because that's how the angels work with us, all of a sudden, you know, you're in a comfortable position and then everything seems to be flowing real nice, and then one day you wake up and you're going, okay, what's the next step? Where do I go from here? And that's how the angels work. We're constantly moving forward. Okay, angels, show me my joy. Show me my joy. Show me my joy. And then we start thinking about, wow, I wouldn't mind doing this or having this or being here or being there. And every time we change our thoughts, our life changes. So you want to focus on the highest energy available. I think, you know, this class, it'll probably be way fun for you. And I have a feeling that she's going to give you some history that'll probably have meaning. Do you need to take it? No. But if it sounds like fun, you should go. I mean, why not? You know, if it's not going to be fun, why do it, right?
Yeah.
It's up to you. You're not going to miss out on anything because you could go to the class and get all kinds of information, but you could not go to the class and you're still going to get all kinds of information from the universe. It will come to you. That's how it works. You see?
I just thought I was getting information kind of slow. I was trying to speed it up.
Ah, no, no. You know that's the ego, don't you?
I know it is.
The ego will tell you it's not happening fast enough, you're not in the right space, and, you know, it's like, go away. All we are supposed to do is have the joy and have fun of each and every day. You are exactly where you're supposed to be, doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing, and if it wasn't right, the universe would change it. You would get that nudge of the shoulder, change your thoughts, or do this or look into this. And, you know, they brought up this class, but, you know, are you taking it because you're afraid that maybe you're not on, you know, not connecting right? Then go, okay, angels, connect me right. And they and if you're supposed to know something, they'll bring it to you.
That's true. I ask for their guidance every day.
Yeah. You know what I found, too? I can't listen to other people talk, and I don't go to classes, and I start to fall asleep, or I get bored, or any of those other things. And when that happens, you know you already got it. We just reach a point where, you know, you don't need to go. You don't need to read the book. What you need to do is go out and have some fun and have laughter and create from, you know, a place of show me my joy. Let's have some fun. Let's do something different. I want to take a trip. Whatever.
Yeah, me too.
Go to Mount Shasta. Mount Shasta or Hawaii, which is Lumeria. That's always fun. You know, it's up to you, my dear. I don't feel like you are in the wrong place. As a matter of fact, I know you're in the right place. Don't allow the ego to dictate. And never, ever, ever make a decision based on fear, which is kind of what that was. It's like, oh, I feel like I'm not in the right place. Well, the ego is saying, yeah, I'm afraid I'm doing this wrong. Well, no, you can't do it wrong. Isn't that great to know, though? Because it kicks to the curb all the junk that we could possibly dig up. I love that. So you're great. Now, what the angels do want you to do is focus on your physical body, make sure you're getting body movement, and make sure you're drinking plenty of water. Listen
Not
to the changes that.
that
Yes, listen to the changes that are being brought to you in regards to being in the higher frequency about the physical body, because the physical body is the last catch-up. So focus on that. Make sure that you're going to a chiropractor or doing yoga or something to give the proper adjustments, because you're very sensitive to the changes that have gone on, and that everything is right where it's supposed to be, stretching or some of those things. I go to a chiropractor every 3 weeks. And, boy, this
actually
this
I'm going to go to water therapy, because I was having some trouble with my back and neck. Yeah.
You know, if it works for you, if not, find yourself a good chiropractor. Every time I get off the table, the energy just flows. And the it's an interesting thing. I guess tomorrow's 999. There were a couple. Yeah, there were a couple eclipses, I guess, in August. So that's a lot of intense energy. So my husband and I went down to Phoenix to a resort, and when was it? Saturday. My hip was like completely. I could barely. I was limping. I couldn't believe my hip somehow got twisted, and I don't know how. I didn't do anything in particular, and I thought to myself, wow, it, you know, because it does affect me in my hips when the energy shifts, and it feels like one leg's in one frequency and the other leg's still in the lower frequency. And so I slept with a pillow between my knees, which I always do anyways. I got a bigger pillow. At the resort, because we were at the resort. I didn't have my usual stuff. And by the next morning, I was fine the next morning. It's like, whoa. Talk about a shift.
Yeah, really. That was a big one.
Yeah. So it and it was a hip thing, a hip pain that I had not experienced before at that capacity. It was very, very odd. So anyways, I'm going to the chiropractor the week after next. I go, like I said, I go every 3 weeks, whether it feels like I need it or not. And I always feel like the energy's flowing after I get off the table. And I've been going to him for 20 years, and he starts at my head and works all the way down to my toes. And I just feel like between that and the exercise I do, we are constantly shifting and changing. And that's part of what you are experiencing, getting in touch with your physical body, finding out what it needs. The rest, and that's part of the journey, too. You know, the quantum physics things, yeah, that's fun, that's nice, you know. That's still on the spiritual end. What we have to get used to is taking care of the physical body, and which a lot of people have trouble with. A lot of you angel people have trouble with being in touch with that. So that's a part of it, too, and that could be why you think you're missing something.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And we forget. You know, we get into such a high frequency, we forget that how meticulously it is all intertwined with the cells in our body and making sure that everything works right. The last thing, you know, I wanted to do was, you know, and I know a lot of people, if that happened to their hip, my husband and I talk about this a lot, would go to the doctor. Oh, my God, you know, get some pain pills or whatever the heck they do, you know, and a doctor can't do anything like that. So it just be aware, this is your opportunity to and a span of time for you to be in the physical body and saying, okay, what does my physical body need? And it's as fun as, believe it or not, it is as fun as working with the spiritual body, because the more you take care of the physical body, then the more your energy flows, and the more the energy flows, the more you get the download of information and yada yada yada. So have fun with it.
I'm gonna work on that. I'm drinking water.
Take
now.
A belly dancing class. Got it?
Yeah, that would be fun. Yeah.
Take a belly dancing class. You don't have to take it forever, but I do recommend it for all my goddesses, because it does really put you in present moment. It does really put you in goddess mode. That'll take you way back. And it is a lot of fun. truly.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if it's not fun, you don't want to do it. So if your water thing doesn't pan out, yeah, try something else. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a
fun time. Bye-bye. I always want to have fun anymore. You know, it's like, why would I want to worry about stuff? Holy smokes. Fun. Let's have fun. Okay, 203, you're on the air. Hello there.
Oh, hi. Yeah, my name is Ann. I haven't spoken to you in quite a while.
And where are you calling from, Ann?
I'm calling from Connecticut.
How are you? How are things in Connecticut?
I'm good. Well, it's hot today, but it's pretty good, yeah. I was traveling.
Excellent.
I was in Illinois. I haven't been in Arizona in a long, long time. But the thing I was going to ask you is I'm looking now more towards retirement, and I'm looking at different areas. And then out of the blue, I started to get a lot of information or connections to Nevada, to Reno. And I had to do research on a lot of other areas. And I really hadn't thought about going west. I leaned more towards staying in. My house needs a lot of work and a lot of throwing out my house and then maybe traveling. But the guidance I've been getting lately is, no, just get rid of everything and go, you know, like, and I would rent, I wouldn't buy, you know, but I wanted to see if you got anything on that for me.
Wow, what's that?
Well, I think one of my sisters said, what you have to do is take these mini vacations, you know, so you see what these places are like. I mean, but that also entails expense, you know, and time off. I was sort of looking at maybe retiring in June, but now I've got some people encouraging me to, you know, do that sooner, you know. I don't know.
You've got options floating along there. And,
right.
You are doing this at such a pivotal time on the planet anyways. And all these options keep showing up for you. It is not necessarily meant for us to follow all these options. What you're being shown, and there's a couple of things going on. One, you need to understand that your contract for being here is done, so you've got to get out of jail free card. You're creating your path as you go.
Really?
And two, there is no wrong decision. Okay? The point is, and I know you're kind of confused because you keep getting all these, you know, different options. The point that the reason you're being given all these different options is for you to be able to get out of the mental plane and go into your heart center and say, okay, show me my joy. Show me where I will be the happiest. And that's what you want to have as your guide. Now, what I do want to give you is my affirmation for intent, working with quantum physics, as I was speaking to the first caller there. So if you have a pen and paper, I would like you to write this down and then use this affirmation as a guide. And this is the beauty of it, because once you do this, it does change the energy around you to receiving more of the good from the universe. You are a very mental plane person, very practical. And what you're literally, with all that is happening to you, the angels are telling me you're stepping out of practical and you're stepping out of mental plane. And it can be a bit confusing to do that, to make that shift. So this affirmation will help, and it'll give you something that when you're confused you can go, okay. So here it is. I give intent. To receive. Abundance in all its forms. Love, joy, peace, mm-hmm. prosperity, health,
mm-hmm.
and perfect divine self-expression.
Okay.
So when you say this affirmation, you're literally opening up the door for these to be guided and directed to the opportunity that's going to bring love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, and perfect divine self-expression. And who doesn't want that, right?
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't
so,
want that?
Because you are creating your path as you go, the bombardment of different opportunities is constantly showing up. But it is up to you to go out of the head and into the heart and make the decision based on not practicality, but from love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, perfect divine self-expression, from the highest
mm-hmm.
frequency available, which journey is the one that's going to give you that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of interesting to me because I'm not leaning towards Reno, Nevada. I'm also lean and don't let what I'm getting influence
sway me.
You. What the angels want for you is to evaluate it from the heart center, not from the head.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the journey that you are on. To be able to make decisions from the heart center, from
mm-hmm.
joy, from having fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm leaning towards the travel. I mean, you may end up in a few years in Reno. Who
mm-hmm.
knows?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
All of it has you have a get out of jail free card, girlfriend.
Oh, that's
this
great. The reason I'm saying that is I was talking to someone who gave me a numerology interpretation, and it was like, you know, I had crossed this threshold in 2015,
yeah.
and I'm going into, you know, things falling away, dying away, and they were really, you know, banging the drum that I needed to get out of this house and go to the new. But then I'm saying to myself, but that's them. That's not me, you know, so I have to
right.
think about that.
And that is the thing
that I
about
won't see it all. I want it all. You know, like you're sitting down at a meal. I want to go to the buffet. I want to have it all, you know.
Yes.
Maybe that's
exactly.
why I think travel is better, because then you can see more, you know.
And here's
you
the
know.
Thing, my dear. You don't need to get readings. You don't need them. Save your money. Save your money
mm-hmm.
for a nice piece of jewelry or something
mm-hmm.
fun for you. You don't need
mm-hmm.
readings. And the
no,
fact that you
know.
Got the reading... Because most readers are not at the frequency you are at.
I know.
And
yeah, so it's not.
And that makes
a
difference.
Right.
That makes a big difference. So you have to go according to your joy. And you want to make this decision based on what's best for you. And you don't have to make a decision this minute. So
right.
when you put out the affirmation, love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, perfect divine self-expression, then the
mm-hmm.
universe can say, okay, we're going to, you know, they will give you the information you need and guide you. And in the meantime, you're in an adventure. You're creating, when you do that affirmation especially, you're creating at the highest level available, not
right.
at numerology or not at astrology. And I love all of those. But
mm-hmm.
it is an older energy than what is on the planet right now.
Okay.
And so... That's what you have to understand, that there are different frequencies of all these things. Like everybody goes into a tizzy when Mercury goes into retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it has no effect on me
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
I'm at a higher frequency and I don't believe that anything outside of me has any effect on me. I am in, you know, a benevolent, loving universe, and if the time is right to sign a contract, I sign, you know, whatever it is. Do you
right.
see what I mean?
Right.
Nothing
yeah.
outside of you, not numerology, not astrology, not any psychic, nothing like that. This is you. This is you without a contract. This is you without karma. This is you, and it's all about you, and it's all about your joy.
Mm-hmm.
How fun is that?
I'm just trying to figure out, you know, at what point did I fulfill that contract? Is there a point in time?
It has happened. You're a baby boomer. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
1952.
Yes. If you want to know the whole scoop on it, I have a movie. It's called What's Up on Planet Earth. But I'll give it to you in a nutshell. You came with the rest of us baby boomers, and we came to the planet to help shift. You're part of the group that came to help shift and change the energy on Earth. Because the Earth itself was headed towards Armageddon. Armageddon would have taken place at the end of the 90s. Instead, we shifted and changed things on August 17th, 1987, during the harmonic convergence, which you may or may not be familiar with. You can look that up still on the August 17th, 1987.
Okay.
And you were not, the reason your contract's done is because we fulfilled what we wanted to do. We bypassed Armageddon. We moved forward, and you were not planning on staying if there was going to be a war anyways. You were not going to hang out and watch humanity destroy itself. So consequently, the angels wanted us, those of us who were willing to stay after our contracts were done, and the whole purpose is to live your life in joy. That's it.
Okay.
Because if you think about it, what we're doing, instead of saving the masses like all your other lifetimes were about, my dear, victimhood, martyrdom, and self-sacrifice, now it's all about you. And if we could get everybody on the planet in their own joy, you can imagine what that would do. So instead of saving the masses, it's all about you, it's all about you, it's all about you, which is why that affirmation is so important. Because it is about moving forward for yourself and receiving, which what so many of us baby boomers suck at. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. I'm just thinking that not necessarily, well, maybe it is a class, you know, like a package from somebody on these teleseminars. I usually can resist, you know, I'm not paying for one more thing. Or at least I'm not going to pay a lot of money. No, readings I usually get for free. I'm trying to, most of the time it's a networking type thing, you know. I want to show that I'm involved in what they do, and maybe they have other information for me, you know. It's sort
but
of a
all
exchange.
The thing about it is then take it with a grain of salt, because all the information you need is downloaded to you.
Right. So then what I'm thinking is I think, a better connection, like with my soul.
Yes.
You know, so
you have a better connection with your soul. That person told you, yeah, move out, get out of here, and you were thinking, but I'd rather travel. There you go.
Right. There I go.
Nobody is a higher authority than what's in your soul. But it's also, like I said, here's the opportunity for you to go inward and say, okay, what is my joy? What do I really want? And there's never been a time on the planet when we've actually stayed beyond our contract. So, you know, it's all new and it's all fun and it's all good. So take that ball and run with it, girlfriend.
But what about, I mean, are you saying that all people in our generation have fulfilled their contract, or only certain of us?
There are certain of us. Many have. The baby boomer generation was huge.
Okay.
And any time a group comes in mass to the planet, there is always purpose. I really encourage you, check out my blog. And I think the movie is like $25 with shipping. The great thing about it's very current. It takes us to 2016. It's what happened after the bomb was dropped in 1945, and it's really a lecture I did. And the beauty of it is we got orbs flying through this whole movie. I'll be chatting, going away. I didn't see it when I was doing the talk, but afterwards my friend who did the filming said, you got to see this. And they're all through the movie. So it's a great validation from the angels about what was being said. But it's also going to give you love information. Love information. And so that will really give you the whole scenario of why things are so crazy now, blah, 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 blah. And it'll put all the pieces together for you. So
that's great.
You go,
girl.
Thank you. Check
Thank
out my
you.
Website. There's a lot of really, really in-depth information on there. You'll enjoy it.
Okay. I'll do that. Thank you very much.
You're
Thank
right.
You.
All right. Bye-bye. I'll take that last caller at 928-928. You are on the air. I know you're local somewhere in Arizona. Hello there.
Hi, Linda. It's Brianna. How are you, honey?
Good, 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 Brianna. How are you?
Good. Hey, you know, it's funny. I just chimed into your show today, and no callers were on except that one, that first caller, and I'm like, am I supposed to call in there? So I'm like, okay, I'll just go write the number down. And the piece of paper that I went to write your number down on already had the number on it. So I was like, okay, well, I guess I need to call in yours. So.
Great.
So
the angels are guiding you here.
I know. I
love
just got
that.
Goosebumps. I know. So just real quick, we went to court for my son, and I'm calling more for him. I wanted to see if you have a message for him. We are going through the whole court system, and you remember all of that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
So he knows you're talking to me.
No, he's at school right now, but...
No, I don't mean at this moment. I mean in general?
Absolutely. My son knows that I'm very involved in this, and it's funny... throughout this whole process before we went to court, he's like, Mom, you know, you've always taught me to, you know, I'm manifesting this and the angels are going to bring this to me. And I'm just putting that out there. And you know, because I've been more emotional about it than he has, I think.
Yeah,
but
of course, your mom.
Yeah, but when he said that, I'm like, well, maybe I'm getting through to him a little bit. Maybe he is listening to me when I talk about, you know what I mean? And he's 17, so I thought I totally missed the boat on that with him, but he's obviously listening. So
the seeds are planted. Here's what the angels want you to tell him. And you need to tell him that it is from me and his angels to him, that he needs to start focusing on what it is he wants, how he wants the turnout to be. He needs to start visualizing not what he thinks should happen or could happen. He needs to start visualizing what he wants for his life based on what will make him happy and help him be creative, because I feel there's a huge creative force inside of him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? Does he draw or write or something?
No, he doesn't. He likes music.
Don't say it so discouragingly.
No. Well, I know
no,
that
I'm sorry. No. If I get it, it's there.
Yeah.
So the angels don't give me wrong information. You give him that message because you tell him there is a strong creative force in him that needs to open up, and he needs to open up to it. And part of that creative force is the manifesting of what he wants based on not what the physical world is, not what he thinks that he can have, but what does he really want? And he needs to start thinking about that. And that creative force is going to unleash itself in a positive manner. And I see something of artistic or creative tendencies that he may have that needs to open up, and he needs to open up to him. So you need to let him know he is not a victim here. So
okay, you know,
but the angels and the universe, and here's a good one: the angels and the universe have got his back. Okay,
oh,
so start
taking
responsibility for his life and start focusing on what it is he wants, not what he doesn't want. And I know school does not thrill him.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but he does it.
Of
he
course.
Does it. And
he's a good boy, and you've done a good job. And the thing about it is, he's 17. So at most he's got, what, one more year?
Yeah, he's a senior this year.
Okay, so this is it. Start focusing on what you want, son, from joy, happiness. What's going to be fun for you? What do you want to do that is creative for you? And he needs to start working on that. I think he feels like he's kind of like this all his life. He's been like this ping pong ball. And I know that kids go through that. And it's true. They got to listen to the adults. They got to do what we tell them. Well, now he's reaching a point after everything that has happened to him, after everything that has been in his life, what has he learned and what does he want? He knows what he doesn't want. So start focusing on what he does want. He has that creative power with him. Got it?
I've always told him that he has amazing manifesting abilities. And
yeah, my daughter does too. Yeah.
It's so hard amazing. Because I have all of this stuff has brought up so much fear from me, from my childhood, what I went through
right.
with court systems, that it's bleeding over to him. And he has to, I'm telling you, my son is wise beyond his years.
Yes, they are. He's one of those.
Yeah.
And he's here to help you too, not just you helping him.
Yeah.
But it would probably be best if you got this radio show and went into the archives and picked up the last, you know, we're actually overtime on this. So just pick up the overtime minutes because right about the time your call is, the radio show ended. And I do believe it continues. Doesn't continue for people who want to catch on now, but it does continue in the archives. So he can get this directly. And you need to when the fear pops up, you need to say false evidence appearing real, because the universe has really got your back in this, and you've got to quit bringing in your fears. Because that's why the angel said to him, not for what he thinks he can have, because kids are very attached to our energy. If we're fearful, then, you know, even if you don't say anything, they pick it up.
Yeah.
So
that's why you
have your own issues attached to this, and instead of dealing with him, you should deal with your own issues and get some forgiveness or tap into that, or what would really be good for you. And I know it might be, you know, financially difficult, but the angelic soul clearing, we could clear out that shit in like no time.
You know what's funny? I was just telling my mom, I said, you know, I've been trying to heal this. I've done meditations. I have done, you know, past lives. I told her yesterday, I was like, I think I need to reach out and get some help for this. Because this one was a big one.
We can do this. Yeah, this is a big one. You and I have similar. So, you know, we should do this. It would take about an hour and a half. The certification class for this is $350. The actual session that you and I go to is just my regular reading, and it goes about an hour and a half. So if you want to do that, give me a call, and we can do it. And once I teach you to do it, you're good. You've got this. You've already done it. We just need to give you the specifics on the how to clear it. And you'll have this nailed down pat. It's not something you have to keep coming back to me for. Once I teach you this and I record it for you and send it to you, you'll have it down pat. You'll be able to clear out whatever excess will be there. This stuff works. I had to do this. The angels gave this to me. It's in a part of it is in the forgiveness chapter of my book, The Eight Keys. But the hour and a half session is a one-on-one. I guide you through it. We will take you through the worst traumas, and we will clear that stuff. And it's not even hard. The ego will tell you you're captive, but it's amazing. Anybody who has had this class from me is in awe of how simple it is. Okay.
Okay. I think I'll do that. I will.
But
I will
you
definitely
let me know.
Get in contact with you. I will. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for putting up with me and calling you about all this.
Nothing to put up, honey.
being
this
with me on this journey.
This is why I'm here. The other callers are why I am here. And every time I think about, oh, I'll only do the radio show once a month or twice a month or something, and then, you know, two callers today, and then I end up talking to these, you know, to you and the two other people who, you know, just fill my soul with, here is the validation for why I am here. So you validate my purpose. And so don't ever apologize. That's why we're here, to empower each other. So I'm very proud of you. Your son is helping you, helping bring up your issues. That's part of his job. And at the same time, you know, figuring out what he wants in his life. So, hey, it's a circle. You know, we all come full circle. So it's and amazing how those kids do that. God. And every time my daughter comes up with something, it's like, Jesse, I said, honey, you are the best manifester I know. When she focuses on stuff, it happens. It's amazing to me. And she's, you know, it's getting them to make the connection, to not fall into what the world would have them do, stepping into ego or where they think they have no power. It's the learning to step out of what ego would have them do and step into that creative power, as I was talking about with your son and my daughter, and step into, I don't want this. Here's what I want, and that'll be fun, and it always works out. God, all the stuff my daughter went through, and she always came out smelling like a rose. It's like, I don't know how you did that, but God bless you. You know, it's like such power and creativity. So you take the ball and run with it, and I would, like I said, go into the archives. Might take about an hour or a couple hours today, and then it's in the archives, and then you can just go to the end of the show and share this with them. He's a great kid, and he's really smart, but he needs to start focusing on what he wants now. Not about you, but about him.
Thank
Got
you
it?
So much, Linda. I just love you to pieces.
Take care,
Thank
sweetie.
You. Okay.
I look forward to Bye-bye. Hearing from you. When you're ready, let me know. Just email me or call me or whatever. And everybody, thank you so much, too, my dear. You, like I said, you validate my purpose. Take care, okay?
Love you, Linda.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And an end of another episode, and we'll do it again next week. Everybody, manifest what you want. The universe is unlimited, and so am I. Take care. Bye-bye.